Radical Tarot. Queer the cards, liberate your practice, and create the future. By Charlie Claire Burgess. This audiobook includes a supplemental PDF that contains a bibliography, endnotes, as well as the acknowledgments and about the author sections from the print edition. Foreword by Cassandra Snow. Read by Charlie Claire Burgess. Charlie and I became acquainted through the larger queer tarot community that has come out of the margins and into the online spotlight since the 2010s. I'd been writing my Queering the Tarot series that got turned into the Queering the Tarot book. Charlie had successfully kickstarted the first run of their Fifth Spirit Tarot. As a result, we were both invited to participate in the 2020 Searchers Solstice Conference, held by Nick Kepley of the In Search of Tarot podcast. We were on a panel about gender in tarot, and Charlie blew me away every time they spoke. As a speaker, they managed to spill compassion and brilliance from every pore as we talked about difficult topics as three non-binary tarotists. This is the essence of Charlie as a writer. Scores of knowledge, love, and passion burst forth in this book. In conversation about this book, Charlie and I talked about the dialogue around these modern radical explorations of the cards. Charlie offered this: queering isn't an end goal with a final destination, but an ongoing reflexive process that each reader has to engage with individually and continuously. Charlie walks that walk with Radical Tarot. This book is a vital jumping-off point for conversation, contemplation, and change-making of your own design. When I first learned how to read tarot, I taught myself based only on the art and my reaction to it. Tarot felt like a deck of secrets eager to reveal themselves to me this way. I would be tickled pink years later to learn that arcana translates to secrets. For the next step in my journey, I bought a few books I was told were the tarot standards. What I learned about the first couple of cards made sense. I could use the books when I pulled spreads. Most of the time, it went fine, but I began to run into trouble that was difficult to shake even as my card reading skills grew. Writings on the court cards, the emperor, and even the lovers left me cold. I couldn't find value in the kind of world a standard tarot deck presented, according to these books, that mirrored so much of the pain in my existing world. These readings were helpful from when I was butting up against the bad things I knew existed. Yet these old-fashioned decks and
sample complete. Ready to continue?